Let's start with the basic question. Seth, why are you running for state treasurer?
Well, I'm a born and raised Rhode Islander. This is my home. I love it here. And it really frustrates me to see us falling behind. We do have the highest unemployment rate of any state in the country. And over the past year when I've been campaigning, I have met I don't know how many Rhode Islanders who are really struggling and really frustrated. Rhode Island is our home. We want to be proud of where we're from, but we've been off track. And I'm running for treasurer because I do believe that the treasurer's office can be and must be a engine for economic growth in this state.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about that. If you are elected, how would you use the treasurer's office to try to improve the economy?
A couple of weeks ago, we released my plan to use the treasurer's office to jumpstart Rhode Island's economy. We call it our blueprint, and you can find it online on our website, sethmagaziner.com. The blueprint has several parts to it. One part is where I discuss my ideas for financing new infrastructure projects that will put Rhode Islanders back to work, fixing our roads, our bridges, and our schools. I propose the establishment of a Rhode Island Green Bank, which will put Rhode Islanders back to work, making our state more energy efficient and environmentally friendly. I also talk about investing more of our taxpayer dollars locally. The treasurer's office right now manages billions of dollars, the vast majority of which are invested in other states and other countries. And I do believe that we can invest some more of that money here to promote economic growth while still making a good return for the taxpayers.
As we know, Rhode Island's current treasurer, Gina Raimondo, spearheaded the overhaul of the state pension system in 2011. If you had been in the General Assembly at that time, would you have voted for that pension overhaul?
Well, make no mistake, the pension system was in trouble in 2011, and it was not through the fault of the workers or the retirees who were in the system. They never missed a payment. They never did anything wrong. But the politicians mismanaged that pension system for decades, and it's a real tragedy. And by the time 2011 came around, we did have to do something, and we did have to do something big. That being said, I wish we could rewrite history and not have that pension system have been so mismanaged for so long. My goal going forward is to make sure that we never have to go through this again. I want to get back to the table. I want to get back to the table with the public employees unions, negotiate a real deal that will last so that we can put this dark chapter of our state's history behind us and focus on bringing the economy back.
Just to be clear, had you been in the General Assembly in 2011, you would have voted yes for that overhaul?
Well, you know, if I had been treasurer back then, I think I would have made more of an effort to bring people together and to come up with a solution that would withstand a legal challenge and not go to court the way we're seeing now. If I was in the General Assembly, and look, if it was a choice between voting for that and doing nothing at all, well, of course we had to do something because we were on an unsustainable path.
Before that overhaul, Treasurer Raimondo led a move to lower the expected rate of return for the pension fund from 8.25% to 7.5%. If you're elected treasurer, would you support keeping that expected rate of return at 7.5%, or do you think that's too optimistic?
I think the 7.5% expected rate of return is aggressive but achievable. I think that if you have a treasurer there who has experience as an investor and who has been part of a team that has produced strong investment returns in the past, which I have, that 7.5% is doable. But make no mistake, it's not going to be easy.
Treasurer Raimondo has been unwilling to release unredacted forms of documents about the state's hedge fund investments. Is she right or wrong to have that position?
Well, transparency in government is something that I'm very passionate about. I was on the board of an organization called Common Cause of Rhode Island for 3 years, fighting to make government more transparent and accountable. You need to have that public trust and transparency, especially when it comes to how the state's dollars are being invested. Going forward, I'm absolutely committed to only signing contracts with fund managers that provide a suitable level of transparency. And if there's a fund manager that's not willing to provide transparency to how they're investing the state's dollars, then I'll walk away.
If you believe in transparency, why haven't we heard you call for Raimondo to release unredacted versions of these documents?
Well, listen, I when I'm treasurer, I want to go through each of those contracts one by one with legal counsel and see what it is that we can release and what we can't. These are contracts that we have already entered into as a state, and it's very difficult to get out of them without a significant financial penalty in many cases. But I will go through each one by one with legal counsel to see what we can release. And then going forward, whenever new contracts are being signed, I'm going to make sure that we always insist on full transparency. And if there's a fund manager that's not willing to accept that, then they're not going to manage Rhode Island funds, not on my watch.
You call yourself the outsider in this campaign, but is that really a credible claim when you have support from people like Patrick Kennedy and former President Bill Clinton?
Well, I'm a first-time candidate. I come from the investment world. I've never run for office before. I do believe that Rhode Islanders want new faces in government. We, as I said before, have fallen behind as a state. We have the highest unemployment rate in the country. If you look around New England, there are other states that are doing very well economically, and we've fallen behind. And in my view, it's because we haven't always had the right leadership at the statehouse. And nothing is going to change if we keep sending the same people back to the statehouse over and over and over again. If we're serious as Rhode Islanders that we want change in the statehouse, then we have to have the guts to elect some new people. I'm a first-time candidate. I'm running because I want to bring some new energy and some new ideas to the treasurer's office, and that's why I think we're going to succeed in this election and succeed in turning the state around.
As you say, you are a first-time candidate, so you feel treasurer is an entry-level political job?
Well, again, my background is a financial background. I most recently was a vice president at a firm called Trillium Asset Management, an investment firm in Boston where we managed over $1.5 billion and produced a very strong track record. I do believe that my record as a financial professional is in keeping with the treasurer's office and the qualifications that are required to do that job and do it well. But again, it's not just about managing investments. It's about being creative and producing new ideas for how that treasurer's office can be used to promote economic growth, because that's what we desperately need in Rhode Island. We need jobs. We need to get the economy moving.
When you were at Trillium, how much direct experience did you have in making investment decisions?
Yeah, so I had a number of roles when I was at Trillium, including serving on the investment committee that oversaw investment strategy for the entire firm, about $1.5 billion of assets under management, as I mentioned earlier. In addition to
and
that—
And for what period of time did you do that?
I was on that committee for the last 2 years that I was at Trillium. And in addition to that, I was tasked with overseeing the firm's investments in two industries, the financial services industry and the energy industry, all of our investments in those, which together totaled over $100 million of investment positions. I was part of a great team there. We worked well together and we produced good results. I'm proud of the work that I did at Trillium, and I look forward to bringing my financial experience to the treasurer's office to put it to work for the people of the state.
What current elected official in Rhode Island do you most admire?
Well, I think that Rhode Island is blessed with a very strong congressional delegation. I think that Senator Reid, Senator Whitehouse, and our Congressman Cicilline and Langevin are very strong leaders and very strong representatives in Washington. We haven't always had the leadership that we deserve in Rhode Island at the state level, but historically, I think we've always had very strong federal delegations, and that continues to be the case.
On your website, you talk about your belief in equality and opportunity. I wonder how you look at the issue of income inequality in Rhode Island and what role you think the state treasurer has in trying to address that.
Yeah, I think that income inequality is maybe the most profound challenge facing our nation right now, and also here in Rhode Island. And not only is this an issue of fairness, making sure that people are compensated adequately for their work and are given opportunities, income inequality is also a real drag on our overall economic growth. It's not a coincidence that we're seeing income inequality soar at the same time that economic growth has been slow. So the treasurer's office, I do believe, can get the economy moving by empowering Rhode Islanders. Another section of my blueprint that I'm very proud of is what I call financial empowerment, making sure that all Rhode Islanders have access to affordable, safe financial services that will allow them to take out loans, to save, to earn interest, to climb the economic ladder. I think one of the causes of economic inequality in Rhode Island and nationally is that many Rhode Islanders, many Americans do not have access to safe, affordable financial services that aren't going to gouge them.
And how should that be addressed?
Well, there's a few different ways. And if you look around the country, there are some good models out there at the city level, the municipal level, where public-private partnerships have been formed with banks and other lenders to make financial services more available. So again, in the blueprint, which you can see on SethMagaziner.com, I talk about ideas like small-dollar loans that are alternatives to payday loans. I talk about safe checking accounts that don't nickel and dime people with high overdraft fees. Again, the state treasurer's office, working with our financial institutions and community organizations, can form partnerships like they've done in San Francisco and New York and Nashville and other places to expand access to affordable financial services to folks who are currently lacking that access.
Democratic candidate for treasurer, Seth Magaziner, thank you for sitting down with us.
Thank you for having me.